Aaron Burmeister, you got into Caltag. How are you feeling about the run up here in the time that you made from Eagle Island?
Well, that was probably the most challenging run so far the whole race, is coming from Eagle Island to here. With overflow, with water for the first 30 miles, very wet, very soft and punchy. The last 20 miles coming in here, windy and wind drifts, and it was a really intense workout for the dogs and for us coming up the river. I mean, it was mentally and physically draining, but they came in strong. They were feeling good again. We really struggled on the lower Yukon between Iditarod and Grayling with diarrhea, and I've been really backing off from the original plan I had just to try to pull them back together, and they came on strong again this run. Most of the diarrhea is cleared up, and they're starting to feel really good. So I was pretty heartbroken, as you can imagine, going through Shagluck and up Anvik and all that after the race going so well, and it took some time to, just a lot of patience to change my schedule and cater to the dogs and what they needed, and get that diarrhea cleared up, get them eating and drinking again. And boy, I spent the whole 8-hour layover there in Grayling working with them, and it certainly paid off because they're coming on strong again and feeling really well.
So you're happy then in their performance coming into Caltag today, and you know, you had kind of hinted that when you drop down to 10 dogs that we can expect something, maybe a push from you, and is that still the plan, and do you see that coming together?
Well, I've got 13 right now, so we'll see what we get to by Shaktulikoyuk. Right now, these guys are all doing really good. I'm keeping more power in the team right now, so I've got power getting through the hills between here and Unicleet, getting through the pass and then over to Shaktulik. And if it turns in, if there's still some teams kind of hanging with me, and if I'm still fortunate enough to be at the front, if things go well, I'll certainly cut down a few more dogs and try to use some speed to take an advantage. But I think it's going to be a battle. There's some beautiful teams sitting here right now. Mitch and Jake's teams are very strong. I haven't seen Martin's team pretty much the whole race, so I have no idea. But I'm looking at his food dishes and food bowls, and they're all still full, so they must not be eating. So I don't know what to expect from Martin at this point. He still does have a lead, came in here with a bit of a lead, but we ate up a lot of it on the way up the river. Mitch and Jake are both very strong, and there's Sonny Linder and Lance Mackey and a whole bunch of other hungry mushers coming up the river right now working their way towards us. So any little slip or mistake, or if the dogs miss a meal or we over push it on a run, any little anything, get another bout of diarrhea, we'll be run over by 10 dog teams, because there's quite the pack of teams coming up that I expect to be arriving here any minute.
Right, a big, huge caravan, definitely coming up the Yukon. Now, your team has seen this section of trail just a little bit ago in the Paul Johnson race, and talk about what that perhaps means for your team when they see familiar trail and know kind of where the next resting point is.
Well, I imagine it's going to really help me getting them over to Unicleet. They were all just here a few weeks ago running it. And I'm sure they're going to go to Shaktulik really strong because they know that trail well after doing it twice. But just being on the coast, the dogs know they're close to the finish line. Most all these dogs that I've got with me right now were with me last year in Iditarod. So they all know where the finish line is in Nome. And we didn't have that advantage last year. So being able to come to Nome and...
Okay, well, thanks, Aaron. I know you have a lot to do, and I'll catch you just in a little bit when you get to Unicleet.
Sounds great. Thanks, Lorelei.
Thanks, Aaron. Aaron Burmeister in Caltag, and reporting in Caltag, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.